May have heard GPs in many parts of the country have been reporting a busy Christmas period with numbers being referred to them or to emergency services over the Christmas period than would have been the case in previous years. Dr. Ilona Duffy is a GP practicing in Monaghan and a member of the Irish Medical Organisation and can talk to us now. Dr. Duffy, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. What's been your experience in your practice and with your patients over the last number of days?
Over the last number of days, GP surgeries have been closed, and it's really the out of hours, and that's where I'm talking to you from now, North East Dock in Castle Blaney. We've been exceptionally busy all over the Christmas period with high volumes of people ringing who are symptomatic for COVID. Many of them are symptomatic close contacts of people who have already tested positive. So we've literally referred hundreds of people over the last 4 days for COVID testing.
You have a particular concern. You've observed people coming to you, making that call, but having had symptoms or reporting symptoms for a number of days.
That's been a real pattern that we've noted here amongst all of the doctors, that people have delayed ringing us with their symptoms. I suppose it's understandable people perhaps didn't want to ring on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, fearing that that would mean they'd have to kind of be very restricted, not able to sit with their family and have Christmas dinner. But unfortunately, it has meant that by delaying reporting their symptoms, they've delayed being tested, and perhaps they have continued, if they have the COVID virus, to spread it to others, and therefore will lead to a further rise in numbers, because definitely people are still delaying ringing us. And that's the big message we're trying to get out there. Mm. If you have symptoms, ring us, the Out of Hours service, or ring your own GP from tomorrow on.
And I mean, I know we've been talking about this for months now, but just remind us, those key symptoms are?
New cough or an exacerbation of any respiratory problems you have. So if you have asthma or chronic bronchitis and you get a flare-up, don't just presume it's just my old bronchitis or my asthma. If it's a flare-up, you need to ring us. A high temperature above 38 degrees. Loss or change in taste and smell. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding at the moment is sinus symptoms. People who are very congested, blocked nose and everything, just not the simple head cold, they tend to be the people that have it. So anybody with symptoms like that or flu-like symptoms, presume you have it, limit your contacts and contact your GP or your GP out of our service immediately.
And what's the advice to people who would be close contacts, either of a confirmed case or somebody who is showing those kind of symptoms and awaiting a test result?
Well, I think that's a really important question, because it's one we're trying to get that message out there. So if somebody rings us and they have symptoms, we're telling that person and their household contacts that they must restrict movements, meaning you can't leave the house. No going to the shop, not even the chemist. No going visiting people or having visitors in. You stay home. And if you're the person who's symptomatic, we'd be advising you to try and wear a mask around the house, not sit watching television with people, keep your distance until you've confirmed whether you have COVID or not. The next step is those who are close contacts of a positive case. And again, it creates difficulty for people. If you've tested positive, you must self-isolate for 10 days. And that means you're in your bedroom and your own bathroom for the full 10 days so that you don't infect others in your home. But those who you live with and those who are close mm-hmm. contacts have to restrict their movements for a full 14 days from the last time they met you.
And sorry, restrict movements means exactly what?
Restrict movements means stay home. You can go out for a walk as long as you're not meeting others. But really, it's staying home. No going to the shop, no going to the chemist, and no visitors into your home.
Are you expecting a surge of infections now over the next number of days?
We absolutely are. And we expected this from the beginning. We knew that over Christmas, especially as the lockdown kind of dropped, people would be meeting more and circulating more. Mm. So we always expected a rise in the numbers. It's unfortunate that in the lead up to Christmas, the rates of COVID weren't lower than was hoped, and that the chief medical officer had stated we had hoped to have our numbers down at the low 100 level. But that hasn't happened. We had high rates leading up to Christmas with people mingling and mixing. And given the level of calls we're seeing, we expect high rates of COVID in the next week to 2 weeks.
All right. Well, we wish you and your colleagues well. And thank you for talking to us on the News at One. That's Dr. Ilona Duffy speaking to us from County Monaghan this lunchtime.